Radio 3, it's now 4:30, and now it's time for the last in the series, Voices of Africa, presented by Lucy Duran.
Abdel Karim El Kabli is a Sudanese musician, poet, and composer. He sings and plays the oud, or Arabic lute, an instrument relatively new to Sudan. In concert, he tends to perform with an orchestra of strings and percussion. He's also an expert on Sudanese folklore and music. A rare recording of El Kabli. Like most Sudanese musicians, Kabli has had almost all his music produced in Sudan on cassettes, which are not available in this country. So the four pieces he'll be performing for us here in the studio will give us a unique glimpse of his art. Abdel Karim El Kabli, how did you start playing music? What was your first inspiration?
I do remember once I was attending an Egyptian film, the movie. I was very, very young, maybe at the intermediate school. And I listened to a very famous Egyptian singer named Farid al-Atrash. And he played the lute so beautifully, so convincing. I said in myself, if I can play just like this great artist, I don't want to be a king. I don't want to be the richest man in the world. No, nothing. I want to be a ruler. I would like to play just like this. I am a good believer. And I do believe that there is a hidden part about art and about artistic creation.
The first song you're going to play for us is called Fragrance of Flowers. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. This song is written by a very famous Egyptian writer, philosopher, and thinker, and a poet also, with the name of Al-Aqad. It is classical Arabic. He's saying, there is fragrance of flowers, but there are no flowers. I feel the freshness and dizziness of drinking. And in the meantime, I wonder how I feel this because I am not drinking. Your beauty has been the wine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes like this.
ليلة البدر بي سكر تملكني وأعجب كيف بي سكر وبي سكر تملكني وأعجب كيف بي سكر رددت الخمر عن شفتي لعل جمالك الخمر أنت النور والعطر نعم أنت الرحيق لنا وأنت النور والعطر وأنت السحر مقتدرا وهل غير الهوى سحر مطالعه فكل سمائنا بدر خذوا دنياكم هذه فدنيا واتنا كثر خذوا دنياكم هذه فدنيا
Abdel Karim El Kabli performing his composition on an Egyptian poem, Fragrance of Flowers. Kabli, this instrument, the oud, the Arabic lute, it's very important now in Sudan. How has it come to play a part in musical life there?
The lute instrument, I can say it is newly introduced, the 20th this century. And people in Sudan were singing, traditional singing. That's by clapping, keeping the rhythm, and using different drums. And Sudan is the country of rhythm. Until some of the officers, Sudanese officers who worked in Egypt, they learned how to play the lute. And moreover, I came to know that some of the religious groups that used to come from Egypt to participate the Prophet Muhammad's birthday memory, the Mawlid, they brought with them the lute.
Well, the next song you're going to perform on the lute is called Hal Fatma, or Fatima's Uncle.
Hal Fatma is folklore. Islam li Hal Fatma. God bless Uncle of Fatma. Most probably the lyric was written by Fatma herself, praising her uncle. He must have been a generous man to the family and a brave man in the meantime. And she is mentioning his good and great qualities. This is what I usually call the camel walk beat. And if you just close your eyes and imagine a camel or maybe a caravan of camels walking slow, then you will see how it fits. You see how the camel walks? You see, usually the camel lifts the two legs, one side, not like other animals. If you could notice.
Yes, that's right.
And then when it is swift, the camel is on the run. Da ta ra 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 ti ra. You can see that.
Mm-hmm. And is that a rhythm that would be danced to?
Yeah. This is a very influential rhythm in many parts of Sudan.
How do you call it?
The luka.
Al-Fatma by Abdel Karim El-Kabli, featuring what he calls the camel beat. Kabli, you've just talked about the daluka, but I think probably the best known of the Sudanese dances, and certainly the most spectacular, or one of the most spectacular, is the pigeon dance. And I've seen this performed in Sudan by women where they put their arms way back and their head is back and their chest is puffed out, like a pigeon, in fact. But there's another, even more difficult version to it, isn't there? Could you describe it to me?
You see, the girl usually bends backwards, following with her feet the rhythm. And she bends and keeps bending. And usually this is learned from very early age. Because the expert dancer can go back and they put their head to their heels.
Acrobatic stuff. Now you're going to play a song for us which uses the pigeon dance rhythm.
That is Tambador with Dawar by Khalil Farah. And he is a very renowned Sudanese singer, poet. And he is considered as a genius, you see. He died in 1932. Khalil Farah is saying in this song, talking to the sweetheart, it is a love song. He's saying, this beautiful young girl looks like a crescent that completed 1 week.
So he's comparing the girl to the beauty of a new moon.
A new moon, yeah. Very young moon also, not a complete moon.
تمدور وتدور عم ونور شال فات الحل نور زي بدر الدمع واحدين قالوا دوب مروي ما بتنور زي مين يقوم يتهور يبري القيف هناك تحت الداب يكور زي بدري التمام تم دور عفيف لا جميل يصور زين الحسود يتطور نار وماك لسانه كله زور مزور زي بدري التمام تم دور وتدور عم ونور وشال الطريف الحور الطريف الحور دمي الما بيروح سيدو ليش يتجور زي بدري هز شوقي وتور يا نديم عزاي جرحي المخاف يغور زي بدر التمام دم دور وتدور عم ونور بعد الحل نور زي بدر يا قليب الجبر يا قليب الجبر قوم وريني كيف الكرام بالصبر زي بدر احنا ما بنتنبر النفوس ان حبت تستحي وتتكبر زي بدر التمام دم دور وتدور عم ونور شال بعد الحل Thank you.
Abdel Karim El Kabli singing A Girl As Beautiful As the Moon, a love song accompanied on the oud. Kabli, it seems to me that an awful lot of Sudanese music, and certainly your music, is about love. Is this so?
There are too many topics, you see. Too many topics. I wrote in different spheres and fields. But mainly, you see, the majority, not only in Sudan, in everywhere, it is love, because this is nature. This is reproduction.
Well, yes, but it seems to me that Sudanese people are very, they put a great value on a loving relationship, and that they place a special value on romance, the romantic idea. And
yeah, this is true. And for some time I thought all Sudanese are poets.
Yeah. Well, maybe they are.
Yeah, they are in love with poetry and singing.
Well, let's have yet another love song in that case. But I'd like to play something by another Sudanese artist, if you'll allow me. This is the singer Abdelaziz El Mubarak. As I mentioned earlier, there are unfortunately no available recordings of Kabli with his orchestra. But I'd like to give an idea of what a modern Sudanese orchestra sounds like. So here's part of Ahla Ayun by Abdelaziz Mubarak.
Ahla Ayun bin Rida Sol Alam Rida Ahla Ayun دول علم نريد فضلنا نعيد في رموش فضلنا نعيد في رموش وسرحنا في دنيا بعيدة في أحلى عيون جديدة أحلى عيون بنريدة في زول علمنا الريدة أحلى عيون بنريدة في زول علمنا الريدة فضلنا نعيد في رموشة فضلنا نعيد في رموشة وسرحنا في دنيا بعيدة في أحلى عيون
La Ayun by Abdelaziz El Mubarak and his band, giving us at least a taste of the sound of the modern Sudanese orchestra. Kabli, back to you now. Sudanese music, it seems to me, crosses national and cultural boundaries very easily.
As one of our old writers put it, Sudan is the melting pot of Africa. And you find all bloods and cultures, you see. For example, in Sudan, a great proportion of Ethiopian blood, also from Chad, from Nigeria, lot of Nigerian blood.
Fulanis, you have Fulanis.
Yeah, Fulanis, yeah. And this may be the reason for the influence of our music. And from my own experience, I have been to Somalia. That was in 1964. While I was singing, Somali women and girls and men were shedding tears of emotion, and they didn't know a single word from what I was saying. Just the tunes and the how I sing. Also in Ethiopia, also in Chad.
Well, I feel a bit like that about your music.
Really? Music is really great. I don't know how would life look like without music.
I certainly agree with that. We're going to close with Tear of Emotion, a traditional song sung by Abdel Karim El Kabli here in the studio, accompanying himself on the oud. Abdel Karim El Kabli, thank you.
بي أرعى نايم الليل يا بنام ساهر ونومي متخبيه لما اشوف انت حل جسمي والمحال طبي مصدر الزهرة
of Africa was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Nick St. George. The series was a Heavy Entertainment production for Radio 3. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 5 o'clock.